All right, let's get Does That Make Me Crazy going. Does that make me crazy? Anybody on the show got one they want to reveal to the group? Anyone?
Let me think. I thought I had one, then it's gone.
Okay.
I got one.
All right, JC.
When I watch Jersey Shore and something crazy happens, I pretend to do one of the in-between scenes where I give my own opinion on what happened.
You really do that?
Yeah, does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
I figure a lot of us do that, don't we?
No, not much.
Well, it's like, you know, celebrities say, I used to pretend that I was sitting on the couch, you know, when they're being interviewed. So maybe JC's just practicing for his time in the confessional booth.
I do it more to annoy Kenzie, I think.
Yeah.
When I'm driving and a car passes me going really fast, I kind of visualize him having a wreck with somebody and what I would do to get out of it to avoid it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I visualize him like hitting something, guardrail, bam, bam, and then my defensive move.
Yeah. Well, actually, you should just get out of his way and let him go and he'll be fine.
Yeah, because you're going 30 in the fast lane.
Slow down! Dang it.
All right, mine has to do with the car, too.
All right.
And I hate that I do this, and it's every time. When I get in my car and it starts beeping, you know, beep, 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 it makes me sing I Got a Feeling. Beep. So, here, do that. Yeah. Make that noise.
Beep, 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 beep,
I got a feeling.
Beep, 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 beep.
That tonight's going to be a good night.
Well, we got a rhythm problem on this show.
Yeah. So, hope you don't start doing that because I told you.
You love the Black Eyed Peas.
But whenever you hear that beeping, beep, that's beep. What I think of.
All right.
Let's see. Got a couple here. I have this crazy fascination with the way new tires smell.
They do smell good.
It's embarrassing, and I smell tires all the time when I see a new car.
I wonder if you can get that fragrance added in your car wash next time.
New tire
get
smell.
Get a new tire smell.
Yeah.
And you know what else smells good? I guess it's the same thing. It's still rubber. A box of rubber bands.
Yeah. What about it?
Yeah,
smells
lots
good.
Of smell of rubber bands.
Smells
I can't
good.
Tell you the last time I ever had a box of rubber bands.
I work overnight, and sometimes I walk by the highway and imagine that my town has been taken over by zombies and I'm the last survivor.
Oh, my.
Also, there's a random monkey following me around. Does that make me crazy?
Make me crazy.
All right.
Oh, man.
You people are trying too hard.
Yeah,
come on.
Right.
Let's get back to the phones here. See
come
what
on.
We got. Kid Craddock in the morning. Does that make me crazy? Hello.
Hey, kid. Every time I'm at work and I go to the bathroom, right as I start to use the bathroom, I always think, What if I've fallen asleep, I'm in a board meeting, and I'm wetting my pants in front of all of my peers?
Oh, wow.
So when you're peeing, you think you might be dreaming and peeing?
Yeah, you know, you get that sensation right as you start to pee and it feels good. That's when I snap and I'm like, oh, my God, what if I'm asleep, I'm at a board meeting, and I'm peeing in front of the
Wow, you have some vivid dreams.
This guy's scaring me.
Yeah.
All right,
truthfully, the last time I remember wetting the bed, I was way too old to wet the bed, and I had a dream that I was in a stadium watching a football game, and I went to the bathroom, and I sat down, and I went, and I woke up halfway through, like, I'm in bed, and I'm dreaming,
and
I'm peeing.
I will dream myself to do that. I need to go to the bathroom, and I'll get up from what I'm doing in the dream, and I'll wake up.
Uh-huh.
But I'm never peeing and thinking, am I dreaming peeing?
Yeah,
that's what
right.
he's saying.
Yeah.
Lisa, hi.
Hi. When I'm driving down the street and I see a car just like mine, as if talking to my car, I say, that's your brother or that's your sister. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, your car has feelings.
And
relatives.
What's your car's name?
I don't have a name for my car.
Wow. Only girls do.
Do you know how bad that makes your car feel?
Yeah, that's mean.
Oh, I should name her, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you need to. Her. But it is a her.
Well, at least
it's a her.
Of course it is.
It's a her, of course.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Cars are always hers.
Mm-hmm. A lot of crazy people listen to the show. This is Kid Craddock in the morning with Does That Make Me Crazy? And Marty, hi.
Hi, I've been singing Beans on Toast for 3 days. Does that make me crazy?
This makes you a big Nickelback fan.
I like beans on toast.
Awesome. Thanks for the call.
This is my favorite one.
Really?
Got a chain link tap on my left bicep. I'm a man who...
This is the new Nickelback.
...has all his manly parts. I'm a man who...
What, Kelly, you want to say something?
I was going to say, why don't you put that up on iTunes and see what happens?
Yeah.
Oh,
dude.
See.
Well, that's kind
here
of
on the grass, I got the
I think we should have
it. Hold on.
All I ever eat is beans on toast. Yeah.
Why don't you make it a ringtone?
I'm a man who.
That's a great ringtone.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm pretty proud of that.
And love letters to Kelly.
Oh, she hung up on us.
Does that make me crazy lines right now? And Chelsea, hi.
Hi. I used to work in retail, and every time I staff, I feel the need to fix merchandise. Does that make me crazy?
Every time you what?
Oh, so you hang, like, items that you didn't even
try on? Yeah, I hang items and full stuff, and my friends get very annoyed.
So you're just shopping in a random store, and you start hanging stuff up?
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out, by the way.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Retail.
Gosh, I wish she'd come over and hang up stuff in my closet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be productive, right?
Yeah.
Why not? All right. Does that make me crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning? Nicole, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
My 33rd birthday is this Saturday, and I rented a bounce house. Does that make you crazy?
No. That makes you my friend. Now.
Yeah.
That makes
Jason
you totally
wants to
cool.
Come.
Oh, totally cool. Did you get like a super big one?
The biggest one they had.
Yeah.
Because it's an adult party.
What would make you ultimately cool is if you didn't have a party at all. You just went out there by yourself and did it. That would be awesome.
Then I might really be crazy.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's awesome. That's great, babe.
Thanks. Have a happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.
I want to go so bad.
I know you do.
Should have gotten the slip and slide, too.
Yeah. And the water wiggle. Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, you're on the...
Come on.
Does that make me crazy? Go ahead.
Whenever I go to the bathroom at work, I take an extra pair of shoes with me in my purse so I can change them while I'm there in case anything happens. No one knows it was me. Does that make me crazy?
That is genius. Okay, so she wears her shoes when she sits on the
chair. So because all you can see when you walk into a bathroom and a stall door is closed is the person's shoes, you change those shoes so no one knows it's you.
It's you stinking up the bathroom.
Exactly.
It can't be her because that's not her shoes.
So you have.
That is genius.
So you put on
bathroom shoes.
You put on your pooping shoes.
Basically, I have an extra pair, and I changed them up.
Are they comfortable?
You are not crazy. You are the smartest woman we've had on the phone in years.
Anybody that takes pooping shoes into the restroom is crazy.
No, because you know they always put the bathroom next to the biggest gossiper in the office. And then you walk out of there, and they go in there to see what happened, and then they go tell everybody.
It's true. People gossip about that kind of stuff.
What if they happen to walk in right when you're changing into your pooping shoes?
Well, you got to move
fast.
Well,
you know what they should do? Everyone should have the just weird little synthetic like baggies they put over their actual shoes so everyone looks the same.
They should cover up shoes.
Have them at the door. Have them at the door.
Right. So everyone puts the same thing on.
And their little booties, like the toilet seat cover, that fit over your shoes.
Right.
So you can't tell what anybody's shoes look like.
No, you are just the most brilliant. I love this
woman. That's for because guys don't care. Guys are proud of it.
Are they called Jimmy Poops?
I don't have a name for them. I just
keep going now.
That's a classic response to a Big Al joke. I don't know what that means.
Jimmy Poops.
Or it could be Jimmy Poos, I guess. Yeah, that would
have been better.
Better.
Jimmy Poo would have been so funny.
Golly.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Swing it on me.
Not Poops.
Swing it.
I say no. You're not crazy. I think
you're smart.
Genius.
Yeah. But on your poop and shoes. All right.
You've given so many people like the best idea ever. Women will just keep a pair in their desk drawer now.
Just little some flats.
Okay, and then somebody you'll open that drawer to look for something. Somebody else will see it, and a coworker will go, "Oh, poop and shoes."